So I want to share this story real quickly. My husband came home the other day with an unusual thing around his neck. It was like a big thing of beads. And I'm like, what is that? And he was out supporting a local little business that I knew nothing about. And I wanted him to share this story with you guys.
I was in the neighborhood looking for this particular lemon that I use for limoncello, for making the limoncello. And right across the street from the tree were a couple of young ladies flagging me down, had a little stand of some sort.
About how old?
You know, maybe 10.
Okay, cute. Adorable little girls, 10 years old. They got a stand.
Waving me down. So okay. So I pull over. I was right there anyway. And I went over there and they were selling lanyards that they had made.
So they kind of look like a bead necklace, but they made them lanyards. What did you pay for your lovely green beaded lanyard?
$2 plus a tip.
Oh, so cute. And they even wrote you a little receipt.
They did. Yep. Little entrepreneurs. I was going to support the local businesses for sure. Yeah.
It was so cute. I think you're so sweet.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll share the picture on our social media because it's so cute. Because
let me see the picture.
When they sent the receipt, he was customer number 8. They even put his name on it. That he checkmarked that he purchased a lanyard, and the purchase price was $2.
Oh, that's actually kind of pretty.
It's cute, and it happened to exactly match the clothes he was wearing.
It's matching it very perfectly. Kurt's always accessorizing in a great way. I'm more concerned the fact he's walking the streets stealing lemons from people.
Okay, he's not stealing lemons. The lemons he uses for his limoncello, he has permission from the owner,
and
they're just not ready yet for him to pick. But
did I ever tell you about the time that I have a lemon tree outside my house, and I was in my house, and I looked out there, and there's this old man just stealing lemons from my tree. So I'm like, excuse me. I don't mind if you come and knock on the door and say, can I have some of these spare lemons? But you're kind of like, no, you're not kind of. You're trespassing on my property. I don't know. I'm a renter, but you know.
Yeah.
He owned the house. It's his house.
Oh, well.
My landlord's father is who it was. And he said, well, I built this. I'm like, oh.
Sorry.
I planted this tree. Oh, feel free, sir. Can I help you?
Yes.
Can I help you pick them?
Yes. Can I get you a bag?
That is really an adorable story,
it's
and
so
I
cute.
Love the fact. I always try if I see a kid with a lemonade stand, or when I take Roger the puppy out for a walk around the village. There's little girls that have their little homemade bracelets that they sell, and if I have cash, I love the fact that they hand wrote a receipt.
I know.
Customer number 8. So they cleaned up $2 a necklace. So they're already
16.
Looking at. Let me do the math, Tammy. Yeah, I know you say 16, but I want to check and make sure you're $16 so far.
When we first moved up to our house in Crest, our neighbor Amber, she has got 4 little boys and they were so small. And I remember them coming to the house the first time asking us if we wanted to buy rocks.
Oh.
They had found little rocks in the neighborhood that they thought were so pretty.
Did you buy them?
And
rocks?
I did buy some, but then they kept coming back. And I'm like, okay, boys, I already have enough rocks now. We have to move on.
They're probably walking. I can't believe she bought the rocks.
I know.
What else can we sell her? Hey, you want to buy these hangers?
Those boys were so cute, I would have bought anything from them.
833-287-1037. You don't have to buy Kane Brown tickets. You can win them right now by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You might even win $100. 833-287-1037 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Call now. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSOM.